Fred Film Radio, Festival International du Film de Marrakech, Morocco.
Fred Film Radio, I'm David Martos. We're in the 17th edition of the Marrakech Film Festival with director Guillermo del Toro, who is one of the principal guests here. Guillermo, how are you? ¿Cómo estás?
Muy bien, muy bien.
Exhibitors in some countries are refusing to show Roma from your friend and colleague Alfonso Cuarón because it's going to be on Netflix in a couple of weeks. What's your position on this debate?
I think that the landscape is changing, and it's going to change in the next 5 years tremendously. The studios, all the studios are preparing to have their own streaming platform. So it's not a matter of a single entity streaming at all. And I think that I can say, as a filmmaker with Pinocchio, I've been trying to make this Pinocchio for 10 years. And I've gone through every studio in Hollywood, and they all said no. So whoever says yes, I make it with that person, you know. And I think the same is true for the Coen brothers with Ballad of Buster Scruggs, or it's true for Alfonso in the case of Roma. I am 54 years old, and I love movies, and I can tell you, when silent cinema became sound cinema, everybody said it's the end of the movies. When television appeared, everybody said it's the end of the movies. When Blockbuster Video came into homes, it was the end of the movies. And they don't end. They change. There is a duty for us to keep telling stories. And the most important scope is the scope of the ambition of the stories we want to tell and the freedom that we get to tell it.
Aren't you afraid that your film doesn't get to the cinemas?
I'm more afraid of not making it.
Do you think
what good does it make to die for a god that is not looking at you?
Your victory in the Oscars with The Shape of Water, is it going to allow you to finally make all the movies you wanted to make during the past two decades and you couldn't?
Well, first of all, I weigh more than 300 pounds. I'm 54, so no, I can't. It's about 20 projects. I won't live that long. Some of them. No, what happens is you always exist in a realm of time and money. You know, no matter who you are, you can be Stanley Kubrick or you can be any other filmmaker, you exist in time and money because it's an art that is done in a collective fashion. You gather 12 to 120 people and make a movie. Very rarely do you do it alone. You know, now people are doing some of them more experimentally with iPhones and that freedom. But normally you gather between 12 and 120 people. Now you have to move them, transport them, feed them, and pay them a little at least. So within a certain limit, I can get a movie made. If I said I want to do Pinocchio for $85 million, the answer is no. Because it's a Pinocchio said during the time of Mussolini and fascist Italy. You know, it's not a Pinocchio for all the family to enjoy, you know. So, you know, some of those movies are very ambitious. Some of them are more doable. Some of them maybe, I mean, Hellboy took 8 years, Shape of Water took about 5 or 6. You don't find the resources right away, but that doesn't mean the movies are alive or dead. They're always, the natural state of a movie is not to get made. And then you have to push for it to exist.
How do you combine the technical quality of your films with creating emotional content for the audience, Guillermo? How do you do that?
Well, technicality is something that you acquire through your craft, you know? I think that I've been doing this since directing since I was a kid, but directing features since 1992, 93. So it's a lot of, you acquire certain tools. A lot of them come naturally, and you learn to use them more effortlessly. And you concentrate on emotion. You know, you concentrate on emotion. You're trying to move yourself, and then hopefully the same people that move, some people to say, I love your movie, is the same thing that people say, I hate your movie. It's the exact same thing. A defect is a virtue that is not being looked at kindly. You know, I think that is really an empathy with the viewer, but you have to have it first. if the scene didn't make you cry or make you laugh, it will not make anyone cry or laugh.
So one cannot make a film thinking of a whole family, in every thinking of every single member of the audience in demographics, right?
No, because you cannot deduct a story. You construct a story. It's everybody that tries to deduct a story fails. I mean, even when you talk about something as sophisticated and completely beyond my understanding, like the algorithms of streaming services, which supposedly, I mean, when I go to Amazon and buy a book, they recommend me 5 books that I hate. I go, I don't want to see that book. I don't want to read it. If you like this, you would like this. No, I won't. So it's not there's no science. Storytelling is art and it's emotion. And I think that's why it's universal. Because for all the myths, the lies that we live right now is that we're all different. It's a lie. It's a complete lie that makes us easy to control. That's all. But you hear a song that is amazing and you cry. And the song can be from Morocco or it can be from Japan and it moves you, you know. And that's the universality. And that you cannot deduct. It comes from strictly from your gut, from your own emotion, you know. And you... And then, for the same reasons, you fail. I mean, I've done 10 movies, and not all of them are successful, even in their own terms.
So it's a matter of creating.
You know, the same reason, the same impulse that takes you. I say very often, success and failure live in exactly next door to each other, and there are no numbers. You don't know. You're knocking at the door, and who opens? Hello. You don't know, but it's exactly the same experience. You never make a movie saying, this is going to be a success or this is going to be a failure. You do it because you have to tell that story in your way, and you fail or succeed. And then people construct a biography, construct a story. But your biography, I mean, what you were asking, I have written or co-written more than 30 movies, and I've only made 10. So... all those that didn't matter or happen or are yet to happen are waiting for their own time.
How and why did you acquire that special bond to monsters?
Well, yes, because I think that is an essential sense that you get when you're a child, and I got it when I was a child. I felt I don't understand the world, and I started understanding the world with monsters. I would go to Catholic Church and the saints made no sense. But Frankenstein made sense. The Wolfman made sense. Creature from the Black Lagoon made sense. So I chose that as my religion. You know? So, you know, some people choose music, some people choose... I chose monsters.
Monsters, you know? Bring politics to mind. Guillermo, how would it be a purely political film by Guillermo del Toro?
Well, look, I'm not interested in purity. So I would never try to... I mean, I think that if you try to make a purely political film, very likely you'll end up with a fantasy, a political fantasy of some kind. If you try to do a fantasy, very likely you'll end up with a very political film. Because the way you tell Cinderella or Snow White carries gender politics, politics of power, politics of structure. There's no fable without politics. There isn't. Whether you talk about the parents as figures of respect, figures of antagonism, every fantasy has its own set of politics. So I'm more interested in the fantasy because through parable, you're more able to communicate through the resistance of others. We live in a time where we are separated by fictions that don't allow us. Rarely can you get into a productive discussion in real life coming from opposites. Right now is so tense that it's black and white, and the only oxygen is in the gray. So it's much easier for me to have you listen to me if I tell you once upon a time there was whatever, then you listen, because you go, huh? And then maybe you can hear my ideas. But if I come to you with a partisan position that is completely against you, you wouldn't listen. So I find it a very... It's no wonder that religion, every religion in the world uses parable to communicate. And fairy tale is parable.
Okay, thanks so much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
This was an interview in Marrakech Film Festival with Guillermo del Toro for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.